Like my baby would stop her, her low down way. But it seemed like I was a child, and I was seemed like Dave. Yeah, seemed like my woman now. Ooh, well, gosh, she might stop her low down way. Well, that's that thing, man. I don't mind leaving it more till I had a not right in line. Yeah, been mistreated, baby, now, baby, and I don't mind dying.
The Rumble City Inspector, always leaving in style. And leaving with country blues this time, a little Muddy Waters. We've got quite some unwrinkling to get to. First off, to let you know, is I do have the genuine Hoodwink emissary, long-term unwrinkled ear emissary to the Hoodwink contingent with us tonight, Ranch of Gus. And he has come thoughtfully prepared with chilled white wine on such a humid summer evening. The only result could possibly be radical splendor. And we're going to start that off the best way. And actually, I'm almost thinking about making this the intro to my show every week. I think if I had a nationally syndicated show, this would be my intro. This is from the Dead Sea, World Peace, Hope et al. Freaking genius title. This is Stars from 1990, first track off this thing, Outtakes from Harsh 70s Reality. Dead Sea, Robbie Yates, Bruce Russell, Michael Morley, one of several trios we'll be investigating this evening.
Thank you. heavy. My words too verby. I'm losing nervy. Across the room is close enough. Approaching her is gonna be way too tough. I have always had a weakness when it comes to the absolute brightness of the sun. Don't you talk to me about the birds and the bees. Just one look from her knocks me to my knees.
Let me be the first to say, you've been Johnny Caked. The ranch of Gus has arrived, and Johnny Cake has poured through the channel. You know, I think my favorite part of that song was the clapping. What's your favorite part of that song, Gus?
Yeah. cello.
Cello.
It's always my favorite part of the song is the cello.
Okay, let's make sure I figure out which one your mic is on here.
Hello.
That's it. That is definitely the one. Mic 3. We're just bypassing mic 2 tonight.
Get rid of mic 2. It doesn't work.
So that was Johnny Cakes. That was you on, you on who? Or excuse me, you on what?
Gus is playing rhythm guitar, and then I'm playing leads and bass and cello and keyboards.
Cello. Now, do some... so that's all you. I thought I heard some femme vocale.
That's just the other side of Johnny Cakes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I like to dress up sometimes.
That's going to be something to look forward to. You know, I actually thought that the vocals had a bit of a froggish element. And maybe even some of the lyrics if you, you know, pushed them a little bit. So we'll have to look for that button maybe down the road or down the pleat of the dress, as it were.
Or down the highway.
Yes. We got some prick decay in the background. Not the background sociologically of the show, but just in the background of what we're talking here. Doing a no instruments cover of that Mike Oldfield classic, Tubular Bells. And if we're lucky, and CD player number 2 keeps on spinning, we'll get a little taste of Zoo and their recent album, The Way of the Animal Powers, and the song, Farewell to the Species. I've heard that this next Johnny Cakes number is called Counting Down.
It is, yes. It's a song that I wrote after I heard Elaine Stritch on Charlie Rose one night talking about how she was an alcoholic, and every Christmas, the 26th of December, was the most depressing day in the world to her because it was such a build-up to Christmas. And I thought to myself, geez, that really does say a lot about myself and a lot of us. So I sort of thought,
because December 26th is a letdown?
The day after Christmas is just like, you know, actually usually was, you know, Christmas afternoon when all the presents were opened and nothing but paper around and empty boxes and empty expectations. And there's so much of life that as an adult that's like that, that I thought this might be an interesting idea to write about. So this is what came out of it.
You know, that's going to be very funny because actually I used to look forward to December 26th more than to December 25th because two of my best friends have birthdays on December 26th and one of them is born on December 25th. Now, you can't really have a birthday party on December 25th, but you can sure as hell have one on December 26th because when you're a youngster and you're growing up, nobody's got anything to do on December 26th except have a good ruckus get down.
I think that's actually true as an adult, though, isn't it? I mean,
well, you know, if you have a die, my darling kind of day job, sometimes you got to go to work there. Shit, man, I worked on Christmas Eve before now that I became an ape.
We've all worked on Christmas Eve at one time or another, I think.
That's true. Counting down.
And the water keeps running all day. You're such a tramp. Another three chord vamp. It's Bats John Mellencamp singing songs about stupid colored buildings. We'll be right back.
I should have said biographically speaking a while ago when I said sociologically.